Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of the Drive underway. The Top 4 at 4 this afternoon brought to you by Citizens National Bank. Here's GP3.
Thank you. Number 1, we talked about this a little already, but Jonas Idu and Elijah Herring have both committed to Tennessee, one in basketball, one in football. Idu being the 4-star basketball prospect. And Herring is a 3-star linebacker.
Good news for both Tennessee football and Tennessee basketball today. And I think that they both come with their own benefits. Idu's just a really intriguing prospect. I don't know if Bear has seen this yet, but they're the North Carolina. Apparently, he had a Zoom call, some sort of conference call with North Carolina. He's from Charlotte, right? So he presumably. That would be a big offer to him. And apparently, I don't know what happened on this, but they said it did not go well. And North Carolina is trying to spin it as they're not offering him. Well, why would you have a Zoom call with him? So I don't know what went down there, but apparently North Carolina is trying to put out some spin today saying, they didn't want Jonas Idu, even though it does sound like he chose Tennessee and Rick Barnes over Hubert Davis and the Tar Heels.
Yeah, I know there were some pretty upset Tar Heel fans on Twitter, at the very least.
So. Hate it for them. gotta feel sorry for the Tar Heels out there.
All right, moving on. The Baseballs completed the comeback yesterday, beating Western Carolina 14-12.
One of those wild midweek games, man. We got up 10-7 in the eighth, I believe, and it was like, or no, it was 11-7 in the eighth. And it took a deep breath. The next thing you know, they come back and score 3 runs, and you're sweating it out. I think Hundley pitched the last 2 innings. So, man, you can't take anything for granted. But, all right, we got that behind us. Now we look forward to another huge weekend series. Vanderbilt, number 2 ranked team in the country, coming in here. Maybe the top 2 picks in the Major League Baseball draft this year in Kumar Rocker and Al Leiter's son. And it's going to be huge over at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Tony Vitello will join the show tomorrow to help us preview that matchup. Very excited about that.
Moving on to number 3. This news kind of was rumored yesterday, but it's been since made official. Eric Musselman signed a 7-year extension with Arkansas worth $35 million.
7 years, so $5 million a year.
He's making more than Barnes now.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's the market, man. It just keeps going up. Remember when the COVID was supposed to be the big correction? Yeah, I guess that's not happening, huh? He's a good coach, though, man. I would invest heavily in him if I were Arkansas. He certainly turned them around. What they made the Sweet 16. Did they get to the Elite Eight? They were the last SEC team standing.
Right. I think they did. Did they lose to Baylor in the Elite Eight? I think.
Yeah, did they beat... I don't know. I have to go back and look, but I know they made it further than any other SEC team, and were really peaked at the end of the year. And recruiting is going well. And he's one of these new age analytics coach. Takes a lot of threes, a lot of layups and threes. Extends that defense full court. Kids want to play in it. Fans like to watch it. He's a good coach, man. Arkansas could be back.
All right, and lastly, number 4. This actually happened a couple days ago, but I just saw it this morning, and it was too good to not include. North Texas softball pitcher Hope Trotwine, pitched a perfect game in softball, which is 7 innings, 21 batters. But the kicker is she struck out all 21 batters she faced.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that, man. That's pretty impressive. She plays where now? Arkansas State?
No, for North Texas.
North Texas.
Yeah, they were playing Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Oh. I don't care who you are. That's you strike out the entire game.
Yeah, I think I saw, too, that that's the first time that that's ever happened where they struck out every batter they faced.
Softball's a weird sport, though. When you get that dominant pitcher and she could just stand up on that hill and throw fire down at you, the angle is really hard. There's not much distance between the mound and the plate. And maybe we saw it here with Monica Abbott, where you get one good pitcher and she gets on a roll, then you can really mow through some teams.
In softball, you don't have to rest after pitching because throwing underhand, it's a natural motion of your arm, whereas in baseball, throwing overhand will wear down your arm. In softball, they don't have that problem.
Maybe baseball pitchers ought to throw underhand. What's up with our Braves, GP3? I was watching that yesterday. I almost texted you guys. It's an outrage, man. That bullpen sucks.
Bullpen's terrible. They're cheap. Liberty Media.
What do you mean they're cheap? That stadium's gigantic. They've got young stars all over. So they're cheap as Acuna. Are we going to let the stars bolt when
they've already re-signed Acuna. They signed him to a 10-year, $100 million extension 2 years ago, which Acuna on the open market would be worth probably three times that much.
Now, good to have him under contract.
But they didn't re-sign Shane Green. They let Melanson walk. Adam Duvall, they wouldn't re-sign him for $4 million, and he hit two home runs against us last night.
Yeah, that's hard to watch, man.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's early. It's April.
It's early.
No reason to get too upset.
All right, thank you, GP3. That is the top four at four. Brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive. You can check them out online at cnbtn.com. For a branch near you, call 865-453-9031. You can apply for a mortgage loan with Citizens National Bank to make your dream home a reality. Let the good folks at CNB find the right mortgage loan for you. They've got competitive rates and various term options. Plus, they're local, right here in your community to help you finance a new home or refinance your existing home. To find out more, again, go online to cnbtn.com. All right, if you want to chime in, now is a great time to take a shot. We'll open up the G3 Help Me Hotlines, 865-546-8200. 546-8200, your number to get on the show. Tennessee gets a couple of commitments today. We talked about that mostly in the first hour. Rickard Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question for you this afternoon. Yesterday we talked about baseball. How interested are you? And the vast, vast majority very interested in this UT baseball program that Tony Vitello has built. Let's juxtapose that this afternoon with football. How interested are you in UT spring practice? Got another week and a half to the orange and white game. I find myself still very interested. There's obviously not as much writing on it because it's yet another rebuild, but I can't get enough of the coverage. I had a practice yesterday, and I'm reading everybody's observations who were there and watching the video footage and all that stuff, but I know that not everybody shares my interest. How interested are you in spring practice? 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Let's go back to the G3 Help Me Hotline. TK is next. Hello, TK.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Going well. How are you, sir?
Not bad. You probably talked about it in the first hour, but I just now tuned in. Have you guys talked about the new basketball guy we got?
Yeah. Jonas, I do.
Absolutely. Don't mind if I do.
What do y'all think?
I think it's a good pickup, man. I mean, we're getting a little spoiled around here with all the recruiting success, right? Where we get a four-star, he's a top 50 player, and we're like, okay, it's pretty good. That's pretty good. Remember two or three years ago when people were railing on Barnes because he hadn't signed a top 100 prospect and all that? And now we're just signing blue chippers left and right, and it's like, people are quibbling, and why didn't North Carolina and Duke go after it? It's a four-star player, man. He's a legit seven-footer. Yeah, it's a good prospect.
The only thing that scares me about him, I haven't seen any film on him personally, but I've been told he doesn't have any inside presence, but that's something you can teach.
I didn't notice that when I was watching him, the limited amount of film I've seen. I don't know. I mean, what do you mean by inside presence? What does that mean?
Well, everybody says he can shoot the three, but they said he has, like, no inside offensive skill.
Well, he's 7 feet tall, 215. You know, it's an awkward body that I imagine takes some time to grow into. He does average a decent amount of blocks. I think he averaged 15 points a game at his school, and double-figure rebounds. He swats shots and everything. And, I think that there's going to be some development that has to take place there. But, man, look, we need bigs, man. We need guys that can play down there. And like Bear said, in hour number one, we are due to hit on one of these guys because the last 10 or so big men that Barnes has signed have really not panned out.
To switch gears real quick, Butler's not on the show today, is he?
He is not.
I was going to talk about how desperate his Cowboys are for attention, trying to claim Eddie George now.
Do what?
Yeah, do you see where they made a huge social media marketing about how he got the head coaching job and it's another Cowboy to add to the list of being successful off the field?
How many years did he play for the Cowgirls?
1 year.
1 year.
I hate the Cowboys.
And to make it even funnier, he's come out in public and said that he regrets even playing for them.
Of course he does. They're the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? It's an outrage.
I guess it's what happens when half your fan base has never seen you win anything.
Oh! That's brutal. TK, thank you. Anything else, buddy?
No, that's it. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, man. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show this afternoon. A day when Bernie Madoff has passed away.
Yeah, that guy.
Not really. Struggling to find something nice to say about Bernie Madoff as he shuffles off this mortal coil?
Yeah, honestly, I am. How many lives did he destroy?
Yeah, quite a few. Speaking of destroyed lives, this day in American history, a very significant event, Bear.
This date in American history.
April 14th, 1865.
Oh, it's the end of the Civil War?
Roughly, but it was also the night that Abe Lincoln and Mary Todd decided to go out and take in a little entertainment at Ford's Theater.
Yeah, it wasn't a good ending.
No. It's a showstopper.
Yeah. I may have to rewatch Lincoln tonight. Daniel Day-Lewis. Incredible movie.
It's very good, man.
That may be the only Daniel Day-Lewis movie I've ever watched.
Oh, wow. Is Daniel Day-Lewis on the list of awesome things that Bear hates?
No. He's just one of those actors that I've never seen a whole lot of his stuff.
Oh.
He was incredible in Lincoln.
He's incredible. He's a guy. Name me a bad Daniel Day-Lewis movie. You can't do it.
That one, the Last of the Indians or whatever.
Oh, Last of the Mohicans?
I will find you.
I will find you.
No, you won't. In the middle of the wilderness. He didn't even look like an Indian.
He wasn't an Indian, dude. Did you even see the story?
No.
They took him in.
Oh, the Mohicans did?
Yeah.
Okay.
You moron. No, he didn't look like an Indian. You know why? Because he wasn't.
Well, if he took him in, he was. He's a member of their tribe. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
His dad was the last of the Mohicans. Oh, man. How could you not like that with Wes Studi as Magua? Oh, man. One of the most.
I never saw it. During that period of time, I wasn't seeing a whole lot of movies when that came out. What else has the guy been in?
There Will Be Blood.
Never saw that. I've heard it's incredible, though.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
My Left Foot. It's a fantastic movie. Oh, you would love. He was in a movie about the Troubles where he goes to, it's called In the Name of the Father, and he goes to.
I've heard that. That's on a watch list on one of my streaming.
That's awesome, man. It's intense. That's intense.
The Troubles over in Northern Ireland?
Gangs of New York. He was Bill the Butcher.
I started to watch that.
You've never seen Gangs of New York?
No, I started it back in like.
What are you doing?
February, and again, I was in a bad place in February, man. You know, everybody knows now. And just something about it just kind of started bumming me out, so I turned it off.
Oh, that was a bloody movie. Ironically, much more blood in Gangs of New York than in There Will Be Blood.
I will definitely. I got plenty of time on my hands, man. I'm going to get to these movies, but I mean, I recognize that Daniel Day-Lewis is one of the great thespians of our generation.
Lucas Panzeca coming up momentarily.
Yeah, Mr. Electricity.
God, man. I mean, he's talking about a guy who outgrew Fan Run. I mean, yeah. He had an audition yesterday to be the new PA guy at Nissan Stadium for the Titans.
Yeah. Well, with Ron Slay himself saying it was in a 1 out of 10, he ranked it as a 10 million.
Oh, there's video of it online. He did really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they're looking for.
The kid's got a great voice. He's, quite frankly, I think he's an heir to your throne, Russ.
When I finally when I lose the last of my marbles and go insane doing this show, and they have to put me, and I pull a Sid Barrett or something.
Drink a glass of LSD and just turn it over to me. Playing the David Gilmore role.
Yeah,
the
Lucas Panzeca could be my Gilmore. You're my Roger Waters. I'd be Sid. And then LP could be the guy that comes in and keeps the drive going.
Yeah, but I write all the hits.
That's what Roger Waters did.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really like Roger Waters. I always wanted to be David Gilmore.
Waters was he was such a whiner. You know?
Yeah, I can't remember which album it is. It's the making of, and they've got like Glenn Johns in the studio, and remember the song "Have a Cigar."
Yeah,
and Waters
Roy Harper
day will insist that his vocal was better than Harper's, and then Johns just deadpan, just flat affect stares at the camera with the master tapes up, and he'll roll up Rogers' vocal. And then roll it down and roll up Roy. Roy Harper's just far superior.
Do you like? Do you have a favorite Pink Floyd album? Guy Patterson III.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. That's the only.
That's the only one you know.
That's the only one he knows.
I'm not huge
into
yours,
Russell?
The classical rock music.
The classical rock music. It doesn't. What are you into?
More classic country, like not modern country. Okay. I like classic country music.
I can see that.
No, hold on here. My definition of classic country is pre the last decent thing that came out in country music was you know, unfortunately when Keith
Florida
Whitley
Georgia
died,
line.
Country music died.
What is classic country? What really does it for you? GP3.
I mean, I like listening to Johnny Cash, David Otto.
Okay. Okay, we can work.
Waylon Jennings.
Kind of problematic.
Waylon Jennings. I'm just saying from that era. David Allan Coe did have some pretty
raunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay with us. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio, Lucas Panzeca coming up next. That's some classic country for you, GP3.
That's why I played it.
A little CDB, RIP. Welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio, Russ LeBear Cruz along with you. Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. Pleased to be joined by Lucas Panzica of The Zone in Nashville. LP, what's up?
What's up, guys? Love that bump. Little Charlie Daniels, rest in peace.
Oh, man. Gets the juices flowing. Now, Lucas, tell me about last night. This is so cool. You got to try out to be the new PA announcer at Nissan Stadium. This is big time, man, for the Titans.
It was fun, man. It was a blast. It felt like something you do when you win a contest on the radio or something. But I got called back. They whittled it down to 20, and I was somewhat surprised I got the call back, and I just kind of went in with an open mind just to have fun with it. And it was like super American Idol style, follow you around with a camera, mic you up. You know, they're creating some content out of it, which is good.
Cool.
And they just let you get in there and kind of let it rip. They give you a script and you just roll with it. So
who else?
I mean, first,
are there any other like people that we would know that are going for it?
Not that I know of. I know mostly local guys, some fans, a couple radio personalities.
Okay.
But no, I can't. I know the guy who does like Vanderbilt basketball PA is gunning for it. But otherwise, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I got a chance to meet one or two of the people, but nothing. Nobody. I think anybody over in y'all's neck of the woods would know.
I mean, is there somebody that Bear and I can go over there and shake down and, you know, threaten if they don't give you the job?
Well, yeah,
I'll do it, Lucas.
That's what I was going to say. I know you guys could use the long arm of the drive to knock on the Titans' door and give you put in a good word. Be much appreciated. I hope the Titans aren't listening to this, that was my first experience doing public address in my life. So I'll take that, no matter if I get it or not. To have that first experience to be in Nissan Stadium with crowd noise pumped in, I'm good.
What was it like, man, to hear your voice booming through that gigantic NFL football stadium?
Kind of surreal, I'm not going to lie. You're just kind of thinking like, all right, this is just ridiculous. But you have your headset in, so you can't necessarily hear it. There's a little bit of echo. You just hear yourself in your headphones like you would on the radio. But yeah, it was pretty jarring to look back at the video. What I know is going to happen is they're going to whittle it down to five. They cut it down to a final five. They may cut it down to like 10 or 12 or something and call some people back for an interview before they cut it down to five. But I know there's going to be a final five, and then there will be a fan vote to help decide who gets the gig. So who knows? You know, I don't know. I was surprised I made the final 20. Maybe I'll be surprised again.
That's super cool, my man. Now, if you get the job, can you do something? I don't know how much sway you're going to have, but can we get rid of those barn houses behind the end zones where you go and get your concessions? Can we do something about that?
Yeah, the dollhouses. There's got to be some kind of ultimatum. Maybe it'll be written into my contract.
Yes.
Once they give me the gig, I won't come and do it. I don't know what kind of leverage I would have to make that move, but I'm 100% on your side there.
Well, I always thought they should do like a Greek theme with some columns, like, you know, the L.A. Coliseum where USC plays. Do one of the Titans kind of do one of those things?
I'd like to see them embrace the Greek mythology thing a little more. I mean, you have the 12th Titan with the sword planted in the middle of the field. That feels like a very minor part of the game day experience. I mean, the mascot is a raccoon, for Christ's sake. I would like to see them go a little more with that route, I guess.
I think they should go all in on the Greek theme.
It's cool. Might as well. I mean, there's no other NFL team doing it.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be super cool.
Nashville's kind of already got it going, don't you think?
Yeah.
Guys?
Well, they do. When they have games, they play over the PA system a lot of clips from 300.
Yeah, that's the first down. I like that, too. It's like it's silly, right? But it's enjoyable. Like, take it with a grain of salt. Like, I know it's just like a dumb, silly game day thing, but if you embrace it, it's fun.
Gets hype, man. How do my Chelsea boys stack up against Real Madrid in the Champions League semifinals? It looks like they are going to hold off Liverpool today?
Yeah, it is a great question. I did not watch much of Chelsea yesterday. I felt pretty confident that they were going to stymie Porto enough to advance with a two-goal lead on aggregate. I had my eyes on PSG Bayern, which I thought would be a goal fest and probably should have been. It was still a very entertaining game, but PSG advances. So I feel like the Tuchel train is starting to hit its first couple bumps in the road, right, with the 5-2 loss over the weekend. It'll be interesting. I thought Liverpool had a good shot at Real Madrid, but that's the best Madrid has looked throughout this European campaign was in that first leg against Liverpool. Right now, I've got Dortmund, Man City in front of me, where City just pushed back out in front on aggregate now with a 3-2 lead.
Mm.
So that's what I'm looking at the moment. Yeah. So Bear, your boy Pep and your boys need to not concede a goal here. If they do, it'll be tied 3-3 on aggregate and on away goals, and would send it to extra time, which I would very much enjoy.
Oh, I love that when those games go to, they have to play like another hour or 30 minutes or something.
Yeah,
it's rare.
The dudes are just exhausted. That's great.
Yeah. It's rare. I'd love to see a penalty shootout in the lead up to this. I don't know that we got one last year. I don't think so.
Yes, Bear.
Dortmund. Hey, get the hell out of here. Dortmund.
You better be careful. They got that striker y'all want so bad. Everybody wants so bad. Haaland.
Also an American. Also an American. That's one of the premier American players across the pond.
Claudio Reyna's kid.
Hey, and right. No Reunited Oasis, he'd have the cash, boys, to go out and buy several more players for Man City.
There are Americans everywhere. Zach Steffen, I know he's probably not in goal tonight for City, but...
No, but he is their number two.
How about my guy, Christian Pulisic, yesterday, Lucas? He got fouled 11 times in that game. He is just... Should he continue to chase European football glory, or should he return stateside and prolong his career in the kinder, gentler environs of MLS?
Well, you're doing something right if you're the target of constant good. Hacking and whistles. But I didn't get to see the game, but I heard he played very well. I know he got the start. I think he's finally starting to round into some form. And, like, this is the theme with him. When he's healthy, he plays well. That's just how it is. You just don't know what's going to happen, and his injuries are always, like, the trickiest type of injuries you can imagine. It's always a hamstring or like muscle soreness or something that you just can't quite put a finger on. So he says he feels good. No, man, to answer your question, hell no. I want the biggest star in American world soccer to be doing it where he should be doing it overseas. Whether or not that's at Chelsea doesn't matter so much to me as long as he's playing. But and I love the growth of MLS. National Soccer Club season starts on Saturday. I can't wait. But let's let him stick around over there and keep a presence and let this momentum continue that we've built up here.
How about these guys over in Dortmund, Bear? Your Man City boys are they're in Dortmund to play the second leg of this championship, this Champions League game today. Last night, a gang of rowdy Dortmund fans were setting off fireworks from 2:45 to 4:30 a.m. outside Man City's hotel room, keeping them up at night.
The world is healing.
It reinforces to me, you know, what you and Lucas and a couple of the other guys at the station used to tell me back when I used to hate on soccer, and you guys were like, you know, Bear, it's the closest thing to SEC football that there is on the planet outside of the SEC. And once I finally gave it a chance and realized, yeah, these guys are – they're stark raving mad. They're positively mental, as they say over there.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Update here. Phil Foden with the screamer from outside the box, Bear. Man City boys just grabbed a two-goal aggregate lead. It looks like they're advancing with the away goal.
Going through. What do you think?
Oi.
We could have a drive derby, Chelsea versus Man City in the Champions League final. I don't know if I could handle that, Lucas.
You guys would have to like live stream it or something with a couple cameras on you guys. By the way, I do appreciate y'all bringing me on for what is most likely the lowest rated segment on the drive every week. I'm good with it though.
I got 3 hours to fill. We spent the entire first hour and 20 minutes talking Tennessee recruiting, both basketball and football. I am entitled to a 5-minute oasis, if you will, of soccer talk. I feel like I've earned it.
Treat yourself to it. Treat yourself to it. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
I feel like we've earned it here this afternoon. Speaking of the Vols, big announcement today for you, Lucas. I mean, you're trying out for the Nissan Stadium PA gig. You're launching a new podcast over at The Zone. Man, you got it going hell on right now. Things are happening for Lucas Panzeca.
I'm not sure how long it'll be before everything starts spinning out of control and snowballing. But for right now, I think I've got it covered. But yeah, Will Bowling and I are launching the UT podcast, the Ultimate Tennessee podcast, tonight at 7 p.m. And it's going to be kind of an introductory episode. You know, we'll dive deeper with guests and whatnot next Wednesday. But tonight it's three biggest concerns going into the spring game. And we could probably do about an hour on that. We're going to try to keep it 20 to 30 minutes. We could probably do 9, 10, 12 biggest concerns. But we're going to try to cut it down to three. So I'm about to have to sit down and do a process of elimination here.
Just off the top of my head, QB has got to be number one, right? Linebacker.
Well, I don't know. Does it? I mean, when we think back to all the rebuilds, is this not the best quarterback situation a new coach has walked into at Tennessee, just in terms of options?
Maybe, but I mean, if you got three, you don't have one. I'm going QB, linebacker depth, and then maybe pass rush.
Yeah, for me, linebacker depth is the most glaring, at least for the spring game. I don't know how the hell Tennessee is going to field two linebacking cores, much less one, at the orange and white game with injuries and legal issues and otherwise. So that's my number one right now. You're right about the quarterbacks. With a Jeremy Pruitt-type staff, that's an issue. I tend to have a bit more faith in Heupel when it comes to choosing one and sticking with him. But if there's anything we've learned, it's not to have blind faith in Tennessee head coaches, regardless of pedigree.
What do you make of Jarrett Garantano going 8 of 8 for 115 yards in his first scrimmage with Wazoo? Do those people out there in Pullman have any idea what they're getting themselves into right now, Lucas?
Oh, man. I can't wait for us to do this. I can't wait for us to follow everything Jarrett Garantano does at Washington State.
We're trauma bonded to that guy, man. We can't just let it go.
Oh, no. He's going to be like in the CFL making plays, and people are going to be having heart attacks about it on Twitter. So that's going to be fascinating. I don't know, man. I wish the kid the best, man. I want him to do well. I can't imagine the heartache he has been through in his time in Knoxville and the heartache he has caused Tennessee fans. I hope everything is on the up for him moving forward.
Damn, Lucas, you just slapped him across the face. CFL.
Hey, I'm wishing him the best here, man. I just can't wait for the meltdowns when he plays well in the Pac-12.
I got to think, if you're Garantano and the football gods guaranteed you a 10-year career in the CFL right now, you'd have to take that, right?
That's a Garantano guarantee. You got to take that. Times out of 10.
Worldwide Panzeca on the drive this afternoon.
Never disappoint. Thanks, Lucas.
Lucas, appreciate you, buddy. Where do we go to get that podcast?
We'll have it up on all of our platforms at 104.5 The Zone on Twitter, because I imagine that's the go-to for a lot of people. It'll be all over Facebook Live, Periscope, Twitch. We will make sure people can get to it very easily, and it will be in podcast form on all of our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can get your podcasts afterwards.
All right, and you just let us know if Bear and I have to make the quick trek down I-40 and crack a few skulls. Make sure you get that PA gig. Just say the word, Lucas. We'll do it. We got you.
I might need you guys to make a call.
We got you. All right. Thanks, man.
I appreciate you guys. All right. Talk to y'all soon.
Oh, man. It's pretty
so
good.
Funny.
That's pretty good. JG in the CFL.
Yeah, he hadn't lost his fan run edge.
What they say. You can take the boy out of fan run, but you can't take the fan run out of the boy.
Nah. I mean, we'll always cheap shots on demand.
Quick break. The drive continues. You want to jump in, take a shot, 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 Help Me hotline, 546-8200. Back with more right after this.
The drive.
Man run, run.
Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Russell LeBaire cruising along with you. I'm going to be taking off here in about 20 minutes. Got a family function to attend. Will Stevens, a rising star, another Lucas Panzeca perhaps, if he plays his cards right, is going to come in.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's comparing that dude to Steve Hamer there. Let's pump the brakes. Will's, let's not set Will up. Put too much on young Will, yeah.
I have high hopes and big plans for young Will Stevens. He will be in to carry the load, to burden the final hour of the drive with you and GP3 here in the Fan Run Studios.
Fun stuff lined up.
Okay. Stay tuned for that. The Under Armour era is over at Boston College. BC has announced a 10-year deal. Who do you think BC's new apparel provider is, Bear?
I'll go with Puma.
Did you say Puma?
Yeah.
Instead of Puma?
It's Puma.
Puma? It is not Puma.
I've always called it Puma. But we also, my generation, also for a very long time called it Nike.
Boston, they've gone with a Boston-based business. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, no, they're not. Boston College is getting ready to be Russell Smith's favorite college team.
Might have to get some Boston College gear, man.
Things that white people love that
Russell
loves.
Whoa, I don't know.
New Balance tennis shoes.
First of all, I don't know why you have to bring in race to it. Plenty of our African-American brothers and sisters enjoy the comfort and convenience of New Balance, quality engineering. It's a product that knows no racial boundaries. 10 years, $45 million over 10 years. That's pretty cool. By the way, I will point out, as we were talking soccer, Liverpool won their first Premier League title ever and their first top flight English League championship in like 30 years wearing New Balance. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Bear.
Kawhi Leonard? Sponsored through
New
Balance.
Yeah, get out of here with your white people, as if that's like a put down or something.
It's on a list. You can look it up. It's like number one.
It's on a list?
Yeah, Google it.
No, I'm not going to Google it. That's racist. I'm not going to do that.
No, it's not.
Things white people like?
Replace
replace white with any other race and tell me it's not racist.
I found this kind of funny.
By the way, young Will Stevens, who you will hear from, is wearing a glorious pair of New Balance sneakers today. And he's got some serious drip, as the kids say.
It was a book, Russ.
Move is a key part of New Balance's push into the basketball market. They've got Kawhi. They're big into hockey. And now they've got BC. I might have to go get some BC gear.
Some BC. You have no loyalty. You're going to get some BC gear.
Yeah. Why? They're not one of our rivals.
Some red and gold.
Who hates Boston College? What did Boston College ever do to you? Are you a Miami fan or something? What do you think of when you think of Boston College? You think of Doug Flutie, right? That's all.
No.
I think of Matt Ryan.
They cost me a lot of money with that field goal they kicked back in the 90s.
What field goal?
Against Notre Dame.
Okay.
Cost me like $500. I annihilated it cost me more than that because I had to pay Comcast back for the box that I destroyed. or whoever. I don't know what they were called back then.
Speaking of apparel-related stuff, let me find this tweet. This came in at the beginning of the show. Smack Talker says, my biggest question is, and this may seem silly. It's a hell of a preamble to a tweet, right, Bear? Are they going to relax the shoe policy with the football program? Can they get orange cleats? We're the only program in America where all the players have to wear the same shoe and sock combination.
Look, for you youngins that weren't around for it, we wore orange cleats one time. And it was against Alabama, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And Gene Jelks is still currently running around Neyland Stadium, is yet to be tackled. He gained like 600 yards in the game against us.
Gene Jelks. What a reference.
Those orange shoes, those orange turf cleats, were last seen either somewhere in the sub-Saharan basin of the continent of Africa.
No.
Or they may have shipped them over to Siberia.
We shipped them. That's not even a lie. UT shipped those shoes to Siberia.
Yeah.
There's like some Russian startup team out there.
Yeah, I mean, we sent stuff like literally, we sent stuff to Africa and to Siberia.
Now, I did hear Josh Heupel on State Run over the weekend, and they asked him if he was going to do alternate uniforms and stuff, and he said yes. They're going to do something. He didn't get specific, but yeah, I would imagine, and the black shoes are not cool with the kids these days. I'd imagine they're going to go back to white
cool
cleats.
Enough for Peyton and Leonard and Al.
Well, style.
And
I mean,
Jamal and Jason.
Yeah, but and style.
Jason. Witten and Swain. All those guys wore. Back when we had guys that beat Alabama, we're wearing black cleats.
Styles change, though. Yeah, well, true. But we beat Alabama in white cleats too. Before,
I mean, beat them like we did when we were wearing the black ones.
Yeah, but don't you think it probably had a little bit more to do with Peyton and Al and Leonard than the color of the shoes?
Yeah, I mean, probably. Yeah,
probably.
I mean, put it that way. Yeah.
I think. Look, man, you got to do what you got to do. We got to have some swag out there.
They better not bring back those stupid smoky grays.
Tell you what,
I mean, if they want to bring back, they're going to, man. No, man.
They're going
to. Those beautiful ones, the old we wore them back in like the early to mid 2000s. It's the throwback one with the
The orange yoke.
Yeah, like the ones Condridge wore.
I bet they do
something
that.
Like that.
I think they're going to do a lot of things, man. I think they're going to get
that's
crazy
classy,
with it.
But you don't bring back those stupid ass smoky grays
or
I'll
going
be
to.
Out and I
no,
will
No, you
what?
You're not going anywhere.
On
stop.
Bat Boy Heupel.
Stop. You're not going anywhere.
I'll start calling him Bat Boy. I'm telling you, man. I don't want any butchness about this program ever again. Gray was never a color of ours, ever. Until Botch decided it was. Stupid-looking helmets, too.
Steve-O says, give the people what they want. Give the people what they need. We need voluntary reaction this weekend.
I mean, I would say maybe if we won or if we won the series, sure.
That's a good point. But I don't want to commit.
We ain't going to go out and get smoked by Vanderbilt and then damn do a voluntary reaction.
I don't want to commit to doing it Friday and get all fired up and then Rocker no hits us and then we have to do a stupid post-game show. That would suck. I mean, would it be fair weather? Would it be lame if we say, okay, voluntary reaction on condition of win? If we win, we'll do it. If not, we're just going to pretend like it didn't happen.
I mean, wouldn't be good. Man, unless Houston and some of the other guys want to do it. I don't know.
I'm making some inquiries quietly here around the station to see if anybody would be up for it. I mean, it's easy for me. All I have to do is go into my office at home and jump on the Skype. But
yeah, I mean, the big thing's getting somebody in there to
somebody has to drive down here and open it up and press all the buttons and do all the thing while we get all the credit and all the glory. We're the stars of the show. And meanwhile, poor GP3 is back there like, when are these guys going to shut up? I've got stuff to do. We'll think about it. I'm thinking about it, man. I mean, if we win Friday and or Saturday, then I feel like we need to do something. I don't know. We need to put something out there for the people. I feel you. I feel you. It's big, man. Tennessee baseball. It's a happening. It's a thing. Tony Vitello has created something from nothing. Big Dan says fan run is yella. He said yella, Y-E-L-L-A. Yella. If there's no voluntary reaction this weekend. How does that strike you, Bear?
Say it to her, cash us outside and say it to her face. Call us yellow.
You in, GP3?
I'll be here if I have to.
I do not like GP3.
I like it better than Guy.
Damn, it's better than Guy. We need to keep workshop.
Well, no, so just hold on.
Let's just call him Trey.
No. Stop. We're not having this conversation now. We said this yesterday. We're giving it through the end of the week. We'll review at the end of the week. But right now, we're sticking to the plan. The people have spoken. They named him Guy. He started introducing himself
as
Guy.
Quit calling him GP3.
Well, that's another short. I'm not just going to call him Guy. I mean, it's GP3 is Guy Patterson III.
I think Guy of Gisborne would have already taken off by now.
What?
Guy of Gisborne. It's from your favorite movie.
Guy of Gisborne?
Yeah. What's your favorite movie, Russ, that we talk about on the show all the time?
Pulp Fiction.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Who was Guy of Gisborne?
He was the one that the Sheriff of Nottingham ran him through with that sword straight out of the fire to temper it. He was like his lackey.
Because it's dull, you twit, it'll hurt more. Oh, man. Alan Rickman. What a role.
Gone too soon.
I mean, that's his best role, right? Is the Sheriff of Nottingham. Is that even better than Hans?
Hans Gruber?
I think so, man. I think so. I love that role for him, the Sheriff of Nottingham. I know people are going to say Snape from Harry Potter, but I'm always disappointed when I see him with no beard. That kind of ruined that role for me. And I didn't like those movies very much anyway.
I never saw him.
I picture Alan Rickman. When he comes to my mind, he comes to my mind in a beard. Beautiful, dark beard.
Every time I hear his name, I just picture him, you know.
Falling off that building?
Yeah, like 600 feet in the air off the side of Nakatomi Towers.
Yeah, that's... I'd say that's probably the number one image associated with him. Hey, what an image. And the all-time great Christmas classic Die Hard. You got to love it. All right, folks. I got a skedaddle. Young Will Stevens comes in to assume the controls. We've got GP3 and Bear here with you for the next hour or so. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bear, you got this?
Yeah.
All right, man. All right. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Keep it between the ditches. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. I just want a job when I come back. And remember, what you do the next hour, Bear, reflects on me as well.
No, we're going to have a lot of fun, Russ.
All right. Hour number 3 coming up.
The Drive.
So you're watching the game.